Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode number 33. I am David Langiuli, and I'm here with my good friend, colleague, and newest member of the Fundraising Leadership Partner. She's a partner with us now in our community, Michelle Malloy Dillon from Boulder, Colorado. Welcome, Michelle.
Thanks, David. Yeah. Good day to you. I'm excited to talk to you about frontline leadership. It's such an area of growth for people when they move into a frontline leadership position.
Yeah.
So you wrote a great blog post about it. What got you interested in writing that blog post?
Well, I think that first transition when you go from being like a frontline anything, like accountant to accountant manager or, sales and marketing person to sales and marketing manager, right? Or I just remember when I made that leap, and it's an inflection point in everyone's career that is fraught with all kinds of challenges. And it's kind of like when you jump over a hurdle, you know, there's so many ways you can catch your leg and your foot and fall down on your face.
It's like, should I approach the hurdle from the side, yeah, or maybe with the other leg? Or like,
you've been really good fast runner, but now you got this thing called a hurdle you got to jump over. And like, hurdling is a whole different thing. Just like managing is a whole different thing than being a great fundraiser. And in our field, in the nonprofit world, you know, speaking specifically here about fundraisers, of course, the fundraising leadership community is a broader community. We have a lot of folks from the nonprofit world, from other disciplines, and everyone at some point makes that first jump.
Yeah. What have you noticed about that first jump? What are some of the biggest problems that arise for people?
Well, one of the ones I noticed about myself and what I notice about people I've coached is that letting go of being an expert can be very challenging, because like a lot of folks spend, you know, you spend like 10 years honing your craft, and now it's a different craft. Yeah. It's not about raising money, or it's not about processing gifts, or it's not about, like in Janice's case, she spent a lot of time as a prospect researcher. You know, it's not about, you know, doing research anymore. It's about managing a team that does research.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A lot of times it moves from sort of the doing of lots of tasks that are really important to more managing people,
yeah,
who are doing the tasks.
Managing people. I mean, there's two elements to that, right? So there's the management dimension, which is doing the work right. But then there's a leadership component, which is what's the right work to be doing? Yeah. You know, those are two different questions we could also unpack. But I think for purposes of our discussion today, most folks who work in some kind of a field and develop a proficiency and expertise, like in the case of fundraising, and now they manage a fundraising team. Boy, it's so tempting just to like micromanage every transaction,
yeah,
get in there, do it for them, tell them how to do it, you know?
Right. And there's, yeah, I've done a lot of work with frontline leadership managers, who happened to be in the construction materials business. And a lot of these guys were like, you know, out managing trucking companies or working construction sites.
Yeah.
Right. And so there was a lot about that. I want to pull my sleeves up and get to work just like the rest of the team.
Right.
And there's this jump that has to happen to stepping back from that and supporting other people to roll up their sleeves and get to work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole different way of being.
Yeah, I love that being. So how does the being change?
That's a good question. The first, I think the first step is to notice that who you are does need to change. Like who you be needs to change. Like if you don't have the awareness of that, then I think that you're setting yourself up for a hard face plant coming over that hurdle.
Yeah.
Like I have to jump over hurdles now. Okay. Like I have to learn a whole new skill. So one of the things I said in the article is like, before accepting a promotion like this, really ask yourself, how willing am I to learn about a new way of being? You know, who do I need to become to be someone who, you know, now manages a team?
Yeah. Oh, I love that, because it's sort of, you know, asking yourself some questions.
Yeah. And if the person who is promoting you into the role doesn't ask you those questions, you ought to ask yourself, like, am I really willing to take on the learning and the growth piece? Because here's the thing, in the nonprofit world, there isn't a lot of structure, almost no structure at all exists for you to learn how to be a manager. And so many of us who took on our first time management roles in the nonprofit world had to learn by ourselves, you know, and access different resources and learn by doing and learn by experimenting and learn by role models, whether they were good or bad. I learned a lot from some role models that I had that were good and some from some that were not so good.
Yeah.
Like what not to do, who I didn't want to be. But okay, that's good too, right? Like you can say, this is who I don't want to be, but that does not answer the question of who you want to be, you know?
But there's a pivot. I think you mentioned pivot in the article too. There's like a pivot that has to happen in terms of how people are communicating with those around them, but also communicating with themselves. I hear happening in asking yourself some questions. Who do I need to be?
Yeah, true.
What needs to change?
Yeah, the pivot, the big pivot is, so part of the pivot is still, who am I? Like, but And who am I becoming? That's part of the pivot. But then at the same time, it's shifting from me. There's still some me in there, but then it's the shift from me to we. You and I talk about that, you know, in some of our programs. And that's the bigger pivot, I think.
Right.
It's
right.
Like, oh, this isn't just about me and hitting my numbers and my performance and me looking good and this is like about my team now. Yeah.
Yeah, the role of manager is managing others, managing a team, right?
Yeah.
Looking at the bigger picture. And so it is more of a we framework.
Yeah.
And I can see how you're talking about this shift of perspective or this shift that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. As a result of that, that's a big shift.
Yeah. I mean, you spend 10 years honing your craft, like you're like an artist and you're really extraordinary at what you do because you focused on your craft. You focused on me. I focused on me and getting better. But now it's like, okay, wow, I have a whole bunch of other people to be concerned about. And what about them? What about the we? And of course, the manager is part of the we.
Yeah. Well, and I love you bringing in craft. So as an artist myself, I love, you know, paying attention to the craft. So it makes me curious about what's the craft that needs to be perfected around being a new leader? Mm.
Well, there are several opportunities to learn and grow. And Janice and I, as you're aware, because you're reviewing a course, an online course, like a self-paced course that we've created. So Janice and I have given a lot of thought behind this. And I mentioned it in the blog post so the audience can go take a look at some of those things. But the one big one, and you know, it didn't occur to me until much later in my in my management journey and my leadership journey was like the shift from telling to asking. Right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you are promoted because of your expertise in a particular domain area like fundraising or like finance. And you still are going to retain that expertise. But as a manager, it's less about what I've come to learn, what I did come to learn was that it was less about me saying like, this is the way to do it as opposed to asking the questions like, how do you think it should be done?
Yeah. And asking a question like that definitely empowers someone else to be able to sort of take on that role or take it in the way that works for them and allows you as a new manager to be stepping back and supporting them in whatever that way is.
Yeah. And so as certified coaches, you and I both will know that that's more of a coach-like approach.
Yeah, right.
To leading and managing. Asking powerful questions is actually one of the tools that coaches use to help, in our case, clients, but in the case of managing a team, your coachees. And by the way, it's to learn and find their own way of figuring stuff out. And by the way, that's different than athletic coaching. So, you know, a lot of folks are familiar with athletic coaching. There's still a lot of telling.
Yeah.
Especially with younger athletes. Like I coach kids in jiu-jitsu, right? There's not a lot of like, how do you think you should do this? It's like, you tell them, this is how you do it. But that's not what, you know, that's not what the coaching we're talking about.
No, no, this is very different. Absolutely. Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of a blog post that was done in the past. Janice and I were talking about leading from behind.
Yeah.
And it sort of lives in that competency, that kind of coaching competency that as a new manager, sometimes you need to step back and support the people that you are now managing. Ask some great questions or some powerful questions that are very coach-like questions in order for them to take responsibility to move forward in their way. And that's being a much more effective manager for that shift to happen.
That's a big shift. So that's I think one of the hardest things to for new managers to that's a hard shift for them to make.
Yeah.
From telling, because there is so much time and expertise that's been developed over the years of honing the craft and just not to always be saying, well, this is how to do it, right? And there are times where that is appropriate, especially with more junior staff who are learning. You know, you can take a mentoring role and not a problem. But let's give the audience something to try because that's what we do on our podcast. So the invitation here, if you're a new manager, or even if you're a manager who's been managing for a while and you're still telling people what to do is...
Right, or a manager who never really got trained of how to be a manager because there's a lot of people out there who kind of never figured it out. They just
of course, right? And one of the things about taking this coach-like approach and asking these open-ended powerful questions is that it's so much more energetically easy for other people to come up with the solutions. You know, so you could start. And the powerful questions usually start with like, what? Not like, you don't want to be asking a lot of why questions. Why questions sometimes have judgment laced. Like, why did you do it that way? Well, that's not a powerful question.
Right. Yeah.
More of the powerful question is, well, how do you think you should do it? Or what do you think? Mm-hmm. So anyway, we have a whole course, Coaching Essentials course coming up in June. If you really want to incorporate that and several other coaching skills into your management style, we're going to be, Janice and I are going to be hosting that Coaching Essentials course. You can also register for that. But for now, if you're not ready for the course, Here's what I'd like you to try. The request is that you start asking your people some questions and just see what they come up with. And you'd be surprised at what they'll come up with.
Yeah. People often come up with very brilliant ways to do things that you never would have thought of. So being very open-minded and asking those open-ended coach-like questions can really move things forward in a great way.
Yeah. And I'll say this, if you are going to join us in the course, we're going to be sharing like a whole list of possible powerful questions that you can use. And if you're not going to join us for the course and you just want to get that list, email me, my contact's on the website, you know, and I'll send you that handout and you can start practicing. Well, that's it for now, Michelle. And we always like to say to the audience, go put this into practice. Thanks so much.
Bye.